cigarettes, alcohol, sugar, deep fried shit, refined carbs, violent porn, prescription drugs for leisurely use, overexposure to UV, toxic relationships with sex serving as a narcotic, power tripping, dirty jokes, just to list a few treats. Treats. Like when we were kids. Treats like candy and sweets and the occasional soda pop. This is Side Cuts. I'm your host, Andy Wong, recording live in Vancouver, British Columbia, on the West Coast, Best Coast, February 9th, 2020. Thanks for tuning in. Yeah, we grew up with treats, obviously. And we were taught that certain treats are bad for us, but that it's okay to indulge occasionally. In moderation. To indulge with moderation. And of course, we're conditioned to feel guilty with our consumption of certain treats, which makes sense. And we come to associate such wrongdoings with guilt. And hence, our guilt becomes a preventative app, which signals warnings that we ignore as adults. And as adults, we collect larger stashes of treats, which are then categorized as vices, addictions, and distractions, like I just listed. But the treat of the dirty joke has disappeared. And I don't even know what the harm is with dirty jokes. But they've disappeared because there's a perceived threat when it comes to the dirty joke. Before I delve into this, let me preface and clarify and state for the record, I'm not saying that we support the revival of the dirty joke, like back into the workplace, which was commonplace in the 80s and 90s. I grew up working in restaurants, and dirty jokes were part of regular conversations. Tons of inappropriate sexual innuendo, insinuations with hand gestures, all in plain view, all out in the open. I work with this really gross guy in 2003, in a restaurant, of course, a steakhouse. We were in the back in the dish pit clearing our plates. And he pulled off a half-eaten steak from off a dirty plate and started chewing the meat off the bone. I looked at him like, gross, man. He laughed, chuckled, and he said to me this. Way I see it is if I'd eat her pussy, I'd eat off her plate. The girl behind us, the server behind us, clearing her tray, waiting to clear her tray, laughed. Thought what he said and did was funny. Which serves a purpose, because henceforth we knew what he was, and nothing that ever came out of his charming mouth would say more than he'd chew the meat right off her T-bone. He was a wolf in wolf's clothing in plain view. Nowhere to hide. Didn't need to hide. I can't even remember when the dirty joke disappeared. It just suddenly disappeared. And of course, dirty jokes are harmful because they tend to reinforce sexism. Can reinforce sexism, can be degrading. And of course, the current social climate factors in a lot of shit we can't say these days, especially anything with sexual innuendo. We have to be very, very, very careful to a point where we just avoid it altogether, where it's probably necessary to avoid it altogether. Yes, the dirty joke has disappeared. Used to know so many. It was a frequent visitor in everyday conversations. It served as a monitor. Should serve as a monitor, as a moderator, ensuring lines are crossed so that we can learn where they're drawn. Dirty jokes bring out who we are as sexual creatures in the context of the social climate, of where we are at as a cultural mass, a red pin drop, so that we can navigate the next turns. They're icebreakers. Dirty jokes can be icebreakers. And some of us need icebreakers, especially with such a topic. We need icebreakers to breach more important or pertinent specific topics about sexuality at large. We don't behave in a way that indicates it's the year 2020. We're devolving as a society. We're devolving as it relates to healthy attitudes about sexuality. We don't tell dirty jokes anymore. Dirty jokes are lying in a grave, along with racist jokes about chinks and nips and gooks and kikes and spicks. Lying in a grave with jokes about homosexuals, retards, fat people, and albinos. And again, I'm not condoning sexist or racist jokes. There's certain things that we can't say. It's 2020. There's certain things that are just wrong to say, even though such jokes can be funny. But we need to question the reasons why we've been stripped of these rare treats. Because the sum of parts to an engine are not all shiny. But nonetheless, as a whole, all parts are necessary for the greater purpose. Dirty jokes can be at times inappropriate, which I believe speaks more to the person telling the joke or the context in which the joke is being told. Because it's intimate. It's a matter of comfort and personal connection. It should be, telling dirty jokes should be a road we navigate together en route to developing a variant layer of trust, a variant layer of social trust, allowing and enabling conversations that need to be had in order to progress. Laughter heals. Sexual repression is a thing, and it can affect how we relate to one another. Sexual liberation is freedom of mind. Is freedom of mind. A sexual renaissance can and will mend certain particulars as it relates to the broken culture of our sexuality. The dirty joke was once a side road, an accessible side road. It's now a forgotten path that should or can be used as a shortcut to a preferred destination. Dirty jokes have been stripped away by societal standards that know nothing of what they regulate. Our sexuality is hence askew, halted in its growth, unable to evolve because we've stripped away its unseeming but vital parts. I don't remember any dirty jokes anymore. I ask around and people either are hesitant to tell them or they don't remember either. And in fact, this is the only dirty joke I know, which is terrible because I don't even know if it's a dirty joke. But it's a joke that you almost feel you can't even tell anymore. And it's a terrible joke. It's a terrible, dirty joke, and it's the only one I remember. Young Chinese couple, newly married, are on their honeymoon. They're in their hotel room, getting busy. And the groom says to his new wife, "What would you like, babe?" And she says, 69. He pauses and says, "You want garlic shrimp with snow peas?" And that's the dirtiest joke I know, which is sad. When certain elements of should-be regular conversation just stripped away, then what are we really talking about? Again, I'm not condoning or supporting the dirty joke, inappropriate jokes, but nonetheless, it is a degree of censorship that we should question. Where have all the dirty jokes gone to? They're dead. This is Side Cuts. Going back far enough, once upon a time, socially, we all wore the same clothes, listened to the same music, prescribed to the same set of behaviors and values. But now we got options, serious options, and it creates a broader definition of individualism and hence genres of people, again, via fashion aesthetic and its related behavior and persona specs. Is it okay to be a micro bigot? Is it possible that it's through the exercise of being a micro bigot that defines our own identities? I don't know.